Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The guy who is in the Secretary of State's office right now, Adrian Fontes, was a cartel lawyer. The people of Arizona
didn't. What is going on in Arizona? My God.
They knew that MAGA was America First, Patriots were winning, and that's what the people of Arizona want. They want secure borders. They want to get rid of the fentanyl that's pouring in here. They want to take care of and lift up the homeless on our streets, get them back into functioning citizens. They want to end the scourge of drugs. They want a smart education for their children. They want law and order restored and a reduction of crime on our streets. That's America First, and that's what the people of Arizona want. These other clowns didn't have any policy, and they knew
right.
The only way to stop us, because I was going to go in, and I still am, and we're going to secure that border.
I will discuss my thoughts on the Democrats' classified document strategy in just a bit. It won't work, but it's pretty clever what they're trying to do. Some of you probably ferreted it out for yourselves because you're brilliant people. And I will tell you, this move is a desperation move by the Democrats, and they are in desperation mode. They are in serious trouble right now. But before I get to that, I want to talk about what we do on a daily basis. So I visited one of the worst schools in Phoenix to speak to at-risk kids. And all I can say, folks, is this. You don't have a clue about the education system in America. Not a clue. Your kids go to decent schools. You don't go to this type of a school. I watched as, I don't know, 60 kids in two different classes looked at me like, man, we got no hope. First class was kind of the gifted kids. Ask them what their SAT scores were. They were juniors. Mostly juniors. Ask people what their SAT scores were, they didn't want to say. One girl raised her hand sheepishly and said 1120. Juniors. Told them stories of overcoming what happened in my life, trying to get them to think differently. And at the end of it, and I tell people this because I want you to know the statistics. Two kids out of roughly 30 made eye contact. And then came up to me afterwards and said, thank you very much, and introduced themselves. We gave out information on our nonprofit, Seeking Educational Excellence, explained to them how we can help them in college. I don't know how many will take us up on it. I told them their acceptance is dependent upon how many people donate, but we will work with them and do the best we can. But as I said, you don't know the problems. Second class that came in were the not-so-great students. And let me begin by telling you that there was a 14-year-old girl there whose mother pimps her out to pay for their passage to America. She has to still pay the coyote who brought them into this country illegally. The mother is not physically attractive, so she uses her daughter, who falls asleep in class because she's been working, and I'm using my finger quotes, all night to pay the family's debt. That's one of the people that were there. The mother is using her daughter to pay her debt for freedom. Now, it may seem very inspiring, like, oh, Kevin, they so want it so bad that the family's willing to sacrifice everything. Well, I'll ask you this. If you knew your daughter would be a sex slave in a new country, if you moved illegally to that country, would you move? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This teacher that is teaching this class, she's got degrees in physics and chemistry and biology and all kinds of stuff. She is a scientist. She's an amazing woman. She says to me, Kevin, I keep extra clothes in this closet here because these girls don't have clothes. These kids don't have clothes. I keep extra panties, extra shoes, anything I can get. She had little buckets where she had, you know, those little soaps and lotions they give you at hotels. She had little bins where these kids could come up and take those things. And she says, we don't have a shower for the kids here at the school, only for the sports program. But I let them go, get them pads so they can rub, you know, deodorant under their arms and clean themselves up enough to be presentable for school. She says, look, she says, go out there and look when the break comes. Go look at these girls, how they dress. Some of them have come directly from their sex slave operation and they don't dare run. Get this. She said to me, Kevin, the boy in the back who was asking you questions, he's kind of cocky. He's a member of the cartel. Every kid knows it. They leave him alone. They give him a clear swath. This is what she faces as a gauntlet every single day. The previous Friday, at that school, police chase a kid with a gun through the halls. He bolts out of the building, jumps the fence, and they finally get him. Par for the course. Not even unusual. I've talked about this school before. Multiple shootings from the outside. They finally built a fence. And I'm not kidding. The school looks like a prison. Now, when you're driving up to it, you don't think it's that bad. You think, oh, not that bad. They got a children's hospital right up the street. Starbucks up the street. Starbucks! I thought Starbucks knew where to build their stores. You're going to love these numbers. The student body population of that school is 4,500. She says on campus today, the day that I was there, she says, Kevin, we only have 3,000 on campus today. She says the week before, we had a big brouhaha. They suspended 100 kids and over 1,000 of them haven't come back. Parents maybe pulled them out. She doesn't know. While I was there, at least a dozen kids were loitering in the halls when they knowingly should have been in class. I'm just giving you the real skinny here, folks. These are places you don't want to go. And here's the thing. We hand out pamphlets and we say, we will work with you kids. We will come to your neighborhood. She says, Kevin, a lot of these kids are in homeless shelters or couch surfing. Parents in prison. She says, I had to let a kid the other day use my phone to take a collect call from his mom who is in jail. That's who we help. Those are the kids.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Oprah where everybody gets documents. Look under your chairs. Everybody gets classified documents. You, sir. Look. You. Holy cow. Now Pence has got classified documents. Has anybody raided Nancy Pelosi yet or Chuck Schumer? Hey, I haven't. I have a suggestion. How about you raid Hillary Clinton? Just saying. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Classified documents everywhere. I know that you guys are smart enough to have come to the conclusion that I've come to around these classified documents. You ready? Suddenly, Mike Pence is now guilty of having classified documents. Another VP. Another senator turned VP. Convenient? Yeah, very convenient, right? I saw in USA Today where they were reporting on it. And, you know, Pence has now turned himself in, you know, in terms of what... And here's how they were. A handful of classified documents were found, and they didn't even... They missed the article. In former Vice President Pence's home in Indiana... And the FBI retrieved them last week a representative for Pence wrote to the National Archives in letters this month. Pence's lawyer characterized the documents as a, quote, small number of documents bearing classified markings that were inadvertently transported to the personal home of the former VP at the end of the last administration. He said they were found January 16th and placed in a secure safe until they could be returned to proper authorities. So let's just make this clear. Mike Pence wants to run for president. Yeah, I know this for a fact. I'm not guessing here. I know, I'm not going to tell you how I know, but I know it for a fact. So he's trying to clean things up on his end. And it's and the reason why I'm going to tell you, folks, this is a uniparty, is think of the timing. Mike Pence apparently hadn't looked at when Trump got raided. Think about this. Trump got raided and Pence did nothing. He didn't look for classified documents. He didn't go, whoa, they've raided the former president. I should probably take a look and see what I have in case the FBI decides to raid me. But no such raid occurred. But Joe Biden drops, well, look, I've got these documents here in multiple places, and suddenly it's Armageddon, right? Mike Pence says, oh, I better strike and go into action here. Look through my documents. Oh, you know what? As a former senator and former VP like Joe Biden and member of the Rhinos in the Uniparty, I should come out and let you know I have documents too. And so now people are going, oh, well, see, I can see the view now. The Republicans did it too. Mike Pence did exactly what. Okay, here's my answer. Put both those suckers in jail. What are we waiting for? I have no offense. I told you I would be consistent. Donald Trump can declassify whatever he wants. Mike Pence can't. Whatever the punishment needs to be, make it the same for both of those clowns. That's what we should be doing. And there's more to this because there's supposedly a recording. I didn't jump on this the other day because my attitude is I don't believe it. A little too convenient, but we'll get to that in a bit. So they said this is the latest in a series of scandals involving classified documents, a widening issue that underscores what security analysts have told USA Today. The U.S. system of safeguarding classified presidential documents is in urgent need of improvement, especially during the critical period when one administration hands over the White House to another. Absolute nonsense. Do you know the process it takes to get secure documents out? That is absolute nonsense. They're blaming on the process. It wasn't Joe Biden's fault. No, no, no. It wasn't Pence's fault if he did this. It was the system. How did they know? They couldn't possibly know. I'm not going to speak for Pence. But here's what I will say about the Bidens. I'll make you a bet that when they, if they ever tell you what the documents are, not all of them, but some of them, you can bet they have to do with Ukraine, China, and Russia. And you can bet Hunter Biden has his, look through, let the FBI do its real work, and you're going to find Hunter Biden's slimy little fingerprints all over it. And if they really do their work, you're probably going to find some Russian fingerprints all over it, or some Chinese fingerprints. These people are lying through their teeth. Now, I want to get to this recording. Here it is. I'll let you hear it. I don't believe that. I believe that is a leftist plant to get us to go after and go, oh, look, we got a smoking gun. I don't believe that the Obamas are stupid enough to get involved with the Bidens. I don't believe it. I don't believe that Joe Biden would ask his crackhead son to call the Obamas when he could easily call himself. If the Obamas are on a direct line with Hunter Biden, they're more stupid than I thought. I don't believe it. I do believe that much of what he's saying in that call could easily happen because the Biden family is crooked. And I do believe that they keep enough in contact with the Obamas, you know, to maybe want to find out what to do, get some advice or whatever, but not on this. I don't buy it. If you do, give me a call, 844-551-8255. Also listen to it, and it looks like it doesn't have the same consistency when it's like it gets cut. And this is where I go back to the bot, the AI stuff I was mentioning before. We're at a point now in our history where we don't know the truth from the lie anymore. We can't tell. And I'm of the mindset that we're being manipulated here. So be careful if you're pushing that out, because I don't know that... I can tell you right now, I don't believe it. Joe Biden is careless, but I don't think he's that careless. He's forgetful, but he's not that forgetful. He's a brain-dead moron, 100% for sure, but he's not that brain-dead. Somebody around him wouldn't let that call happen.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says Ukraine will be getting tanks thanks to a new deal between Washington and Berlin.
The United States has worked in lockstep with our allies and partners around the world to make sure the Ukrainian people are in the strongest possible position to defend their nation.
Along with U.S. Abrams tanks, France, the U.K., and other NATO allies are sending their German Leopard tanks to Ukraine. They're cleaning up after the tornadoes that struck around Houston yesterday.
I thought it was a thunderstorm, but all of a sudden the building shook, everything. I thought the roof was going to come down on top of me.
Baytown, Texas resident Daniel Gallegos. A big snowstorm is blasting the upper Midwest and the Northeast. More than 550 flights canceled so far. Look for lots of drama Friday when members of the Republican National Committee vote on who will lead them. Incumbent Ronna McDaniel faces opposition from at least two others, including Mike Lindell. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
More breaking news this morning. A former top FBI official in the Bureau's New York office has been arrested. Four senior law enforcement sources say Charles McGonigal faces charges related to violating Russian sanctions and money laundering. Back with me are Justice and Intelligence Correspondent Ken Delanian and Frank Fugluzzi, a national security analyst for us. Ken, McGonigal here is the former head of counterintelligence for the New York City office. He's due in federal court later today in Manhattan. What do we know and what more could we learn?
This is a massive and shocking case, Lindsay. We're still going through the details of this news release from the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York, but McGonigal was arrested over the weekend, we're reporting, and he's facing five counts related to business dealings after he left the FBI in 2018 with a Russian oligarch named Oleg Deripaska, who he had some role in investigating while he was inside the FBI. So this is just a huge, huge black eye, a whiff of corruption here with a former senior FBI official. The head of counterintelligence in the New York office, as Frank Fugluzzi can tell you, is a very important spy hunting job where you're dealing with many counterintelligence officials, issues involving Russia and China. And so he left that job. He began doing business with Russian oligarchs, according to these allegations, and is now charged with money laundering and conspiring to help these oligarchs evade Russia sanctions. So a really big deal, a shocking blow to the FBI today, Lindsay.
As if Donald Trump needed any more good news. Check out the FBI agent who was arrested for colluding with the Russians. A money laundering FBI agent. Any chance this guy was working with Hunter Biden? Before we get too into this story, I want to posit a theory here. I think this guy's a scapegoat. I don't think it's legit. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. You might not agree with me. I mean, Kevin, I mean, come on. This fits right into the narrative. It supports Donald Trump. I mean, think about all the money we spent on Russian collusion, Hillary Clinton starting a lie, FBI picking it up, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So we spent $40, $41 million, give or take. We know Hillary Clinton started the lie. We know that Kevin Kleinsmith is the only one who's been prosecuted. Not McCabe, not Strzok, not Lisa Page, nobody else in the FBI. And suddenly, the FBI is now starting to be looked at and investigated by Christopher Wray in a time when Joe Biden's classified documents are out there. The FBI let him do whatever he wanted with them as long as they turned them over to them. So now the FBI is supposed to gain some credibility. I'm not buying it. Now, I'm not telling you. It can go either way, to be honest with you, because it isn't going to exonerate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the big guy, and James and anybody else. But it makes me leery. I don't trust our FBI. Here's what the article says. Federal prosecutors say the former head of counterintelligence for FBI's New York office, these are the people that go after Trump all the time. I'm talking about the New York Attorney General, the FBI, all of them. Cuomo, all of them. He laundered money, which we have to, just think of what he's charged with. Laundering money, violating sanctions against Russia while working with a Russian oligarch. Who do we know that did exactly that? Then they say, while at the FBI, took thousands of dollars from a foreign national and former intelligence officer. Who do we know that this sounds suspiciously like? Hunter Biden. Charles McGonagall got arrested over the weekend. We could have covered this story a while back, but I'm telling you, I saw it, and I thought to myself, this story has scapegoat written all over it, and I was hoping more would come out, and the only thing that's really come out is the guy said, I'm not guilty. He filed the case. They said McGonagall took $225,000 in cash from an individual with business interests in Europe who'd been an employee of a foreign intelligence service. Let me tell you, just so we're clear, they say this investigation has been going on for 2 years, and they did what? What? Follow the money. How long have we known about Hunter Biden? 2 years? 3 years? 4 years? How many years has this guy been under scrutiny? But they got McGonagall. See, this has, as I said, this is, let's drop in McGonagall. Let's take Hunter out. Let's use McGonagall as our placeholder of, look at the FBI protecting America. They said, from August 2017 through his retirement in 2018, McGonagall allegedly concealed his relationship with a former foreign security officer from the FBI. He allegedly requested and received cash from the individual and traveled abroad with the individual. So far, I haven't heard of any, so far, no harm, no foul. It would be like one of your friends said, hey, man, come on, let's celebrate your birthday. You go, man, I can't afford it. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Kevin Jackson has been arrested for traveling with his friend who picked up all his expenses for his birthday party. And while they partied like it was 1999 in Costa Rica, Mr. McGonagall betrayed his solemn oath to the United States in exchange for personal gain and at the expense of national security. Think about everything I'm telling you and ask yourself, who else can we be talking about up in this mug? He said after his retirement, he worked with the Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. Oh, they always have the villainous sounding names. Deripaska associate Sergei Shestakov, and the third person to investigate a rival Russian oligarch in return for payments. So, that supposedly, this guy got an ex-FBI guy to work for him and said, look, I want you to play investigator, what do they call them? Private investigators. I want you to go tell me what my competition is doing. Look for dirt on my competition. Happens all the time in business. Okay? And I'm going to pay you. And your expertise, what does this guy do for a living? He's intelligence. He's supposed to know how things work. So, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So he goes to work, Russian, you know, guy who's doing business. The guy says, I want to know what my competition is doing. I want to know what's going on. He's like a private investigator, only better, because he's got contacts. And they say, how dare he make money off of that? And by the way, the guy was a rival Russian oligarch. So he gets paid for checking out a rival Russian oligarch who's doing business, apparently in the same business as Deripaska. And they say, oh, he's a bad guy. So they said they wanted to, I really want to figure this out. If you got a legal mind and you want to tell me, Kevin, you don't know what you're talking about, I'm all ears. I'm not telling you I know. What I'm telling you is everything about this story doesn't pass the smell test. Pull my finger. According to prosecutors, McGonigal, Shestakov, and the third person tried to conceal Deripaska's involvement through cell companies, forged signatures, and other means. Why would he do this? This is the job of an accountant. Somebody that takes all that and cleans your money. Not a dude who's out there and his expertise is looking for dirt. I don't buy it. I don't know why they're doing it now. I haven't really thought about the strategy because it kind of makes Trump look good. But it also takes, I don't know, like I said, it sort of pushes things away from the Bidens. Everything they're accusing this guy of, the Bidens did. Are they setting him up? Are they saying, well, Kevin, I mean, maybe you can tell me this. Well, Kevin, I think they're clearing the slate to be able to say, here's the same thing the Bidens did. Maybe. But here's the part I really like. The FBI is committed to the enforcement of economic sanctions designed to protect the United States and our allies, especially against the hostile activities of a foreign government and its actors. Russian oligarchs like Olaf Deripaska perform global malign influence on behalf of the Kremlin and are associated with acts of bribery, extortion, and violence. So are the Bidens. And McGonigal pleaded not guilty, was released on $500,000 bond. And let me tell you, don't be surprised if one of two things happens. That it turns out he's a scapegoat and he starts dropping dime on some folks, or story just goes away. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to watch this one. Because if you would put the Bidens in where you have McGonigal, I'd say justice has been served. Well, we'll see. McGonigal's attorney said, Charlie served the U.S. effectively for decades. We look forward to seeing the evidence. And keep in mind, folks, this is a 2-year investigation that went on. And now we're finally getting to the end of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Strange things are starting to happen politically, folks. And it's all in an effort to cover up for the Democrats. Oh, wait a minute now. The Bidens are going down. Yep, Joe Biden would not be the guy. And I don't know if you've seen the polls. Trump is still way ahead of everybody, including DeSantis. He's like 55%, DeSantis 29%, and everybody else drops off. And if Trump does it right, he'll pick DeSantis as his running mate and all will be good. But make no mistake about it, the Democrats are getting rid of Joe Biden. They're bringing up Gavin Newsom. And people, I don't know how many people, it seems like every election cycle, Kevin, I think Michelle Obama's going to run. Michelle Obama's going to run. Michelle Obama's not going to run. She's not. She has too much dirt. She's not going to run. Oppo research on her is ugly. Uglier than Whoopi Goldberg. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
The Democrats are clearing the path to get rid of Biden and to try to distance himself from Biden. And one of the things that I'm telling you, this Pence story fits perfectly in with their strategy. Pence has classified documents. Okay, so now they can both go to prison. I don't know how you feel about it. If Mike Pence had documents, even though Trump came to his aid, Trump said, oh, it was nothing or whatever, I say send him to prison. And it's not to be vindictive. I'm saying the law is the law. Some penalty needs to occur. I don't care whether it's Joe Biden. I don't care whether it was Ronald Reagan. I mean, he was president. You get what I'm saying? Okay, Dan Quayle. Send him to prison. How about we use that to send a note that says, hey, we as conservatives, we don't pick favorites. If they did it, send them to prison. Oh, but Kevin Pence is such a nice guy. Nice people are in prison. They may be vehicular manslaughter or, you know, what do they call it? When they, free, you know, go crazy for just an instance of a temporary insanity, but good person otherwise, they end up in prison. Anyway, I discussed this earlier as a strategy of deflection for the Democrats to bring Mike Pence in.
Oh, well, now you see. Let's see what you Republicans say now that Mike Pence is in it and he's got classified documents. You see how easy it is? And
it ain't that easy. That's what I'm going to talk about here in a second. Send them both to prison. Accidental? Not accidental. Incidental? Non-incidental. I don't care. Biden, they say, who people know takes classified information very seriously, maintains through counsel, I'm reading this, that his legal retention of classified documents in multiple unauthorized private locations so far, his private office, his garage, various areas of one of his homes, etc., was an unfortunate case of the documents being, quote, inadvertently misplaced. But inadvertently misplaced, they say, isn't a defense. It is a felony to mishandle national defense intelligence by an official who has been entrusted with it. That is a felony. Joe Biden, as VP and senator, committed a felony, and then when he discovered it as president,
no harm, no foul.
Suddenly, it's not irresponsible. This guy writes, the prosecutor need only to prove that the accused was grossly negligent in, for example, removing the intelligence from its secure government location, retaining it in an unauthorized place, and allowing it to be exposed to persons who were not authorized to see it. It is this peculiar to hear Biden apologists continue to repeat the inadvertence talking point. The guy writes, they're not helping him. So the guy then says, the writer of this article, I have questions about exactly what Biden's surrogates mean when they say classified documents were inadvertently misplaced. Now, I'm going to break in for just a second on this article and tell you, I find it unbelievably coincidental that Kathy Chung, who worked as, you know, who's a Chinese, who was brought on by Hunter to work for his dad specifically, right as Hunter was starting to build the big, you know, the family big enterprise for the big guy. And she's like, I may have done some of it, really. So you got a Chinese person brought in by Hunter who's definitely connected to the Chinese. She might have handled the classified information. May have. How are you going to throw her under the bus without throwing the family under the bus? He says, they sometimes seem to be saying that the documents somehow misplaced themselves. At best, they are implying that it was the fault of a sloppy aide. That would be Kathy Chung. Rest assured, though, that Biden himself had nothing to do with it. It's a blame-shifting strategy. You're to believe that this was not, he writes, our notoriously error-prone leader who was inadvertently misplacing classified documents, exhibiting gross negligence. This is an implausible on the developing record. After all, documents were removed from government safekeeping at different times when Biden was in different jobs and they were transported to different places, private rooms, private offices, rooms within a private home, a private garage, etc. In all of this, there is only one common denominator.
Joe Biden.
I love it.
This is so amazing. Look, 2023, folks, we're not out of January, and we already have, I mean, I would tell you, it's one of the biggest. There's so many big scandals going on with this stupid administration that pick one over the other, but this is big. And let me tell you, it isn't about the classified documents. No. It's about all the little pieces, the nuances, what we call in music the quality of the chord. See, Kathy Chung being hired by Hunter to work for his daddy. And I'm going to tell you, there's a connection there with the Chinese. I'm speculating, but I'm going to bet you there is. And then one of the documents, only thing I've heard about is one so far, but I know one of them had to do with Ukraine. And then look at we got Pence, this news breaking. We got the FBI dude getting arrested, and that news is breaking that he's dealing with Russian oligarchs. What's going on? He says his government jobs, his privileged access to classified documents, his private locations. How could it be that all this inadvertent misplacement always ends up with documents in Joe's personal possession? He seems exceedingly unlucky, no? Then, of course, there's Biden's possessions of classified documents from his decades in the Senate, which turned up in his Wilmington home in one of the searches by the FBI. It's not enough to say that he had no business holding on to these documents for 14 years. Biden left the Senate to become VP in 2009, in case you've forgotten the years. Joe Biden shouldn't have had these documents for 14 seconds. He never should have had them. And he never should have taken them out of their private, out of the location where they were classified. And that's only the beginning. Because as I said, as we start to peel back this onion of corruption, you know what we're going to find? More onion. As we peel back the onion, you need to understand, you find more onion. And that's what the Bidens are going to be dealing with. So, what can we expect? Well, yeah, I'm going to put on my Karnak the Magnificent hat here and reach forward into my brain and say, okay, well, this New York guy, this FBI that's been prosecuting McGonagall for 2 years and finally bringing his case to fruition, when are they going to finally have to bring Hunter Biden's stuff to fruition? What's going to be the timing of that? Does it coincide with Jean-Pierre referring to Kamala Harris as the president? Maybe that was just a Freudian slip, or maybe they were telling us, giving us a sneak peek of what's about to happen. But Joe Biden's not going to, there's no there, this away. And neither are the Democrats. And they can bring in Pence and try to deflect, but Mike Pence is a nobody in the Republican Party, even though I do know he's definitely wanting to run for president. How's he going to make that happen? Would you vote for Pence? I think he and Nikki Haley and got the same amount. And Kristi Noem, the governor of Wyoming. So why do they bring this guy in? Are they trying to jettison him quickly to say, well, he can't be president. He did the same thing as Biden. What are they? I mean, I don't know. Pence isn't that big of a force for them to go after him that way. But the Biden family, I think they should be put on alert. If I were them, I'd be on alert. Because something is remiss. And is amiss. Is that which word? Pick one. One of them's right. Something's going on here. And I am so... this is paid in place for me. This is a novella. I'm going to watch it every day and we're going to report to you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.